to make us look at things, to make us think things. We've given him a right. But by the word, he said he's up under my feet. And he said the heel shall bruise his head. This is what the word says. Come on, let's walk in the apostolic authority, the power that we have. Again, the apostles turned the city upside down. Come on. People say, well, they ain't the apostles. They're still, they're true men. They're true apostles today. Yes, they are. God operates through them, and he uses them, uses a great and mighty, hallelujah. The apostles carry signs and wonders. Come on. We're not walking into a cliche saying, well, making it rhyme. We're walking into the word. Things are supposed to happen when you use the word. Things are supposed to happen when you're in the deep. Come on. When you launch out into the deep, you're supposed to get something different results. Behold, I'll do a new thing. This is a new thing. We've been saying it every year. This is a new thing. This is a new thing. But then we go right back to the routine, right back to the shadow of things, and we forget what we said. This is, behold, this is a new thing. No, for real, this is a new thing. This is a new year, 2025. This is a new year for the saints of God. This is not an oppressed year. This is not I can't make it year. This is not I'm going through. And it seems like every time I turn around, the enemy is saying, no. You're into the deep. You're into the depths of God. Come on. He've already told us in his word that we're going to be persecuted. We're going to be lied on. We're going to be talked about. Come on, forget about that stuff on the shadow and launch out into the deep. Come on, hallelujah. He told us you're going to be hated for my name's sake. Come on. Everybody ain't going to speak well of you. Come on. Not when you're in the deep. Come on. Not when you seeking God. Everybody not going to speak well of you. But what you do is you stay and you lunge further out into the deep with God. I want to see the signs and wonders according to what he says. I want to see, he said, greater works shall we do. My God, greater works. So what is greater works? What are greater works? Then raising the dead. What are the greater works? It's going to cause us to lock out into the deep, in the depths of God. Hallelujah. It's going to cause us from pulling from the shore, from the surface things of what the enemy is doing. Come on. Hallelujah. You can't see in the deep. You can't see in the deep. I don't care how far you go out there. So you got to depend on God. You got to depend. Lord, I'm out here. I don't know how, but I'm out here. I'm out here on your word. I don't know when, but I'm out here. I came out here because you told me to do what? Launch out into the deep. You told me to launch out into the deep. If it's going to take me denying myself, I'm going into the deep, in the depths of God. Hallelujah. Because I want to be like him. I want to talk like him. I want to walk like him. I want to do what he said, greater works. Yeah, we do. Greater works. Come on. Hallelujah. No more. No more. If it ain't in the word, I ain't dealing with it. I'm going to say it again. If it ain't in the word, don't you deal with it. I ain't dealing with it. I'm only dealing with what the word said. If the word told me what to do and how to deal with it, that's how I'm dealing with it. I'm not dealing with it according to my flesh. I'm not dealing with it according to my thinking. Because he told us, lean not to thy what? Own understanding. In all thy ways, do what? Acknowledge him. Launch out into the deep. And he will direct your path. He will direct your path. Come on. Hallelujah. Right where you at, no matter what state you in, God wants to do it for you. He wants to bring you into a place, a deeper depth and a higher height in him. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time. We don't want to be like the children of Israel. We don't want to be all this time in the wilderness. The children of Israel was in the wilderness. They came across the Red Sea. They seen God do things right before their eyes. Don't be like the children of Israel. Come on. The children of Israel wandered around in circles for 40 days and 40 nights, going around the same place. And they thought they was going somewhere. the same thing. They forgot. But we can't forget once we get into the deep and the depths of God. We can't forget. You shall not forget what he's done for you. You shall not forget how he, the great I am, opened up doors. He set a door. He opened up a door for us. Come on. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Come on here. This is the Lord's doing. I'm going to say this. You take care of God, and God will take care of you. You take care of God's business. We say, God don't need me to take care of his business. He can take care of himself. Yes, he do. You take care of God. God will take care of you. What'd you say, an apostle? I'm saying you take care of God's business. Excuse me. And God will take care of you. He will provide for you. He will bring you out. He will open up doors according to his word right here. I have set before you a great door. Ain't no man can close it. I'm too far gone in the deep. Ain't no man can close it. No man can erase this. No man can undo or do what God has done over your life. Come on, stay with me. Stay with me. I'm going to stay with you. Come on. I'm talking to you today because there's greatness in this apostolic year, prophetic year that has come up. This year will not be sometime up, sometime down, sometime level to the ground. This will not be one of those years. This will not be one of these years. I don't know. I've been attacked and it seemed like I can't. No, it won't be none of that. This will be the year that you will stand and you will decree and declare according to what the word has already said, has already stated. I am an overcomer. I am healed. I am delivered. I am set free. Whatever your situation that has caused you to be where you at, you will do what? Speak the word over it because you're launching out into the deep and the depths of God. And you will not be distracted by the surface things that the enemy would try to bring against you. Sometimes in this life, pretty often, you're going to have to put on the spiritual blind. You're going to have to put on spiritual blinders to block your side view from what you're seeing at the corner of your spiritual eye. Because it's the spirit of distraction. It's trying to keep you from lunching out into the deep. It's trying to make you afraid. My brothers and my sisters, hear me. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to keep my eyes on the great I am because I'm going from here to further out in the deep. Peter, when Jesus came, walking on the water, and they were in the boat, Peter, the Bible said they cried out for fear because they thought it was a ghost. But Jesus said, "Fear not, it is I." And Peter said, "If, Lord, if it be thou." Uh-oh, see, he's getting ready to go into the deep. He's getting ready to go into the deep. "If it be thou, bid me to come." Anybody want to go where Jesus is in the deep? He said, "Bid me to come." Jesus told Peter, okay, come, C-O-M-E. And the Bible stated that Peter stepped out the boat. And remind you, they were fishermen. They were fishermen. Remind you, they was about to hang up the net. And I know where I'm jumping at over here. It doesn't matter what positions you hold in life. When you trust God to go into the deep, he's going to take care of you. Peter began to walk on the water as Jesus was walking on the water to go to Jesus. The great I am. But Peter started looking at He took his eyes off of the great I am. And as he began to walk, he began to sink too. Long as you stay focused, long as you stay in love, long as you do what he say, you're going to go out into the deep. But if you start looking at circumstances or what's going on around you or people bringing stuff to you, you're going to begin to sink because it becomes a burden. It becomes a load that you can't carry. I know I'm talking real good. And I'm going to open up these phone lines for some of y'all to call in for prayer. I'm going to open up these phone lines because this is the year that you're going to reach out into the deep, lunge out into the deep. This is the year that you're going to get into the things of God. And you say, Apostle, I may just tune in and I'm not saved and I don't know Jesus and the pardon of my sins. It's simple as this. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, you shall be saved. This is the word. You can't change it. Going to church, putting your name on the church roll, that does not save you. Working in the church and auxiliaries, that does not save you. You're working and you're doing it all in vain if you believe that. You got to get ready to lunge out into the deep. That number is right on your screen. Thank you, Providence. The number is right there on your screen. Error code 321-632-1000. Lunge out into the deep. Call. You say, what must I do to be saved? I didn't understand. Can you explain it a little bit more to me? How do I become saved? Come on. Come on. Send a man, send a boy, send a girl. Your time, your opportunity. Those of you that need prayer, the lines are opening. Come on. This is the year of the prophetic release. I'm talking about, when I say prophetic release, I'm talking about the launch out into the deep, in the depth of things of God. Come from the shadow things of God, what the enemy is trying to do, and launch out into the deep. And allow God to do what he wants to do in your life. Allow God to get the glory. Allow the great I am to get the honor. Who will be the first to call and say, Apostle, I want you to pray for me and with me. I want to launch out into the deep, more things of God this year. I don't want to be on the surface. I don't want to be on the surface. I want to do everything it takes. I want to please him. I want to please him. Come on. Again, the lines are opening. The number's right there on your screen. You may just tune into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the year that we will do what? Launch out into the deep things of God to experience what he has for us. Let down your net. Let down your net as they did. And when they pull their net, when they cast their net out there and they pull their net in, oh, my God, the Bible says that they had to send for help because they caught so much. And the net broke because of the weight of the fish that was in there. And they had to call for help. So let's go launch out into the deep and cast our nets into the deep things of God. And so when we pull it up, we have to go back and get somebody. We have to go back and tell somebody. We need some help. Come on. Come on. Are you out there this morning? I know some of you going back now. We're coming back from the holidays and people are working and perhaps whatever have you. But those of you that are able to call in. The lines are open. The lines is open. I take time to open up the lines. Where's the apostle? Well, I'm already saying, I just want you to pray for me. Come on. Call in. We'll be touching the green and we'll pray that this is your year of the lunching out into the deep things of God, that nothing hinder you, that you allow nothing to hinder you or overtake you. My brother, my sister, are you out there? Yes. Do you hear me? Yes. So come on. Hallelujah. Again, we want you to know this. Amen. We say this every year. You know, this is a new year. oh, it's the beginning of a new year and things move and everything. But guess what? The word of God don't change. The year and the seasons does, but the word don't change. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the great I am. He changes not. Come on. Again, I like what a different translation of his word says. He hastens to his word to perform it. If you put it out there, he hastens to it to perform it for you. Come on, to perform it for you. If you act it, God will back it. If you act on God's word, he will back his word. Again, I like what it said. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forevermore. So come on, let's launch out into the deep. Come on, let's walk into that great door that he has set before us. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's not be overtaken. Let's not be overthrown about circumstances of this. Oh, my goodness. That's what Paul said. These light afflictions is just for a moment. But it's not worthy. It's not compared to be with what God has for us. Come on. We got to launch out into the deep. You got to launch out into the deeper things of God. God bless you, Sister Renee. Oh, miracle. God bless you. Hallelujah. You got to launch out into the deep things of God this year. God's been good to us. We can no longer stay on the surface. We got to reach out and launch out into the deep. Hallelujah. Will there be one caller? Will there be one? Whether it be male or female? Again, the number is right here on the screen. Error code 321-632-1000. And say, Apostle, I need you to pray for me. I want to launch out into the deep. I want to come from the shadow of the things of God and launch out into the deep and the depths of things of God. Praise God. For our God is great. There is no situation that you're faced with. There is no situation that you're in that God cannot bring you out of. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. We got time. We got time. Call. We got time. God bless you. Caller, you on the prayer line.
Hey, Lord, good morning, Apostle. I'm calling in for prayer.
God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this caller that has called in for prayer this morning. We thank you now, God, for strengthening her. We strengthen her up, Father. We thank you right now, Father, that everything that concerns her concerns you, Father, as she have taken this time now, God, to call in for prayer. For any two church and agree, it shall be done. And God, we thank you for the strength that she will launch out into the deep and let down her net, Father, for all of God. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Listen, my daughter, don't fear, don't fear, don't fret, because we serve a great I am, and he will do it.
Do it.
By miracle for you. Do it, Lord. Amen. God bless you, daughter.
Thank you.
Bless you. Come on. Amen. Callers, the line is still open. We got a few more minutes. Hallelujah. Call in for prayer as this caller have already done. Praise our God. Hallelujah. And it shall be done unto you according to your faith. It shall be done because you ask God, because you're taking a chance and you're launching out into the deep and the depth things of God, and you shall receive it. Come on. Hallelujah. Will there be another caller while we wait? You got a few more minutes to call in. You got a few more minutes to request for prayer. Caller, you on the prayer line.
Good morning, Apostle. This is Shada. I was calling in for prayer for me and my baby.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now for Shada, Father God, that you would touch her, that you would touch the baby, Father. We thank you now, God, that your blood cover and shield right now. We bind up everything that no attack, no germs, no virus. We try to attack their bodies, and we pray and we cover them in the blood right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. You call me later when I get off the air, please.
I will. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, call in, people of God. We'll touch and agree with you. We'll launch out into the deep things of God. This year, we desire more of God. Hallelujah. We're not just serving God for his hand out. We're serving him because he's a great God. We're serving him because he can. Hallelujah. He can do anything. Anything but fail. He can do anything. And I'm a witness. I know he can. I know he will. Come on. We will have any more calls. You got a few more minutes. Got a few more minutes. Come on. I have to get up out of here. This hour have been real good today. This hour that we've got now is real good. From Monday and Fridays, we're on for 1 hour. 1 hour. 1 hour of his word going from my lips to your ears and to your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. We can do this. God bless all of you that's on the Cypress audience watching. Evangelist Catherine, God bless you. Bless your heart. Thank God for you. Again, Renee, God bless you. Sister Renee, it's good to see you. It's good to see you on the line. Amen. A miracle. This is what I'm talking about. God will do the miraculous. God is able to do anything. All we got to do is take time to do what? And launch out into the deep, into the depths of God and watch God do it. Watch God do it. Come on. He'll do it. He'll do it if you believe it. He'll do it if you allow him to do it. Come on. He said he opened up a great door. He opened up a great door. And this year, God has opened up some doors for you. This year, come on, no man can close it. No man. I don't care what they do, what they say, they can't stop it. God is able to do a scene above all we think or ask. God can do it by a miracle. Only if you believe and take him at his word. His word is his bond. Again, he hastens to his word to perform it for you. Anybody, we got a few more minutes, call us. Come on, come on, call in. Touch and agree with you. God bless you, Keith. We thank God for you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Things are going to work out. Don't fear. Don't fret. God can do it. He will do it. No matter what you're faced with, just launch out into the deep. Come on. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere this year. In God. We're going somewhere. In God. We're getting some results. I'm getting the God kind of results. Because when they launched out into the deep, nevertheless, at thy word, they got the results of his word. Yes, they did. He said, let down your net. Let it down. I'm asking you today, this year, let down your net. Launch out into the deep and let down your net. And I'm telling you, you're going to get a harvest. You're going to get a harvest to live off of. You're going to get a harvest to take you through. Praise God. According to the word of God. Not man. According to what God has said. Come on. Hallelujah. We got a few more minutes again for the callers that will be calling in. Hallelujah. You may just tune in to the radio broadcast and you say, well, I need prayer. You can call in. Again, the number, area code 321-632-1000. 2 minutes, caller. You got 2 minutes. Who will be out of the 2 minutes? Who will be one of them to take this call? Hallelujah. Pick up the phone. Dial this number, area code 321-632-1000, and say, Apostle, I just want you to touch and agree with me. I just want prayer today. Hallelujah. I just want to be able to do what? Launch out and launch out into the deep. I don't want to be on the surface things of God no more. I want to launch out into the deep and experience what he has for me in the deep. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Again, we want you to know revival will start the 13th through the 17th. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Come on, launch out. It come out, it will start there. And Pastor Tanya Green will be with us. Hallelujah. From New Destiny Church. Hallelujah. New Destiny Church out of Melbourne, Florida. Praise our God. You will probably hear more about her on Monday when we come in. Hallelujah. She'll be calling in with us. 1 minute left. 1 minute left. Call us. Hallelujah. You'll hear from her. Praise our God, the revival speaker for the week. We're looking for you to come and be with us. Come and be with us in our great revival. You say, well, I'm just tuning in both ways, Cypress audience and radio. I'm just tuning in. What are you talking about? There's going to be a revival, the first revival of the year at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Call us. Come on. Hallelujah. The time is winding down. You said I should have called in. But we thank God for you. Amen. Those of you that have called and request for prayer, we pray according to your faith that it be done unto you. Amen. And we pray those that have been listening Amen. We pray that everything work out for you and with you. Amen. It ends our time for our callers that is calling. It ends our time for you. We can't call you. Call in now. I cannot answer because our time has ended. Praise our God. Now, for the callers, and my time is getting ready to end, that I have to get up off this station. Amen. This air station, because somebody else got to come on. But Lord, we are working on something. We are working on some more things. Amen. Later on in the year for you, perhaps. Amen. You will have a good time on this too. So we believe in God. Take God with you. Amen. You stay with God. God will stay with you. Never leave him, because he'll never leave you. Be of good courage. All of you that has been on, thank you for coming on the radio broadcast today. Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Lunch out into the deep. Lunch out into the deep. And when you get into the deep things of God, you don't want to come back to the surface. You don't want to come back to the surface of things of God. If it's not in the word, guess what? I'm not dealing with it. I got 2 minutes left. If it's not in the word, I'm not dealing with it. You don't have to deal with it. Praise our God. And it's not being insensitive. It's not being insensitive. You dealing with the word. You're in the deep. Come on. Hallelujah. It doesn't say you don't care. No, I'm just not dealing with unnecessary stuff. That's it. I'm about my Father's business. Come on. If it's not in the word, I don't have to deal with it. You don't have to deal with it neither. Hallelujah. What did Jesus tell Simon? Simon, I pray for you, because Satan decides to sift you as wheat. But I pray for you that your faith fail you not. And what did he tell him? Satan, get behind me. Get behind me. See, he didn't deal with it. He just spoke to it, and went about his Father's business. So this is all I'm saying. Speak to it and be about your Father's business. Don't deal with unnecessary stuff. Because if it ain't in the word, I'm not dealing with it. Praise our God. Listen, I got to get up out of here. Again, 1 minute, be encouraged. Hold your head up high. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, thank God for all of you. Evangelist Catherine, bless your heart. Evangelist Patty, God bless you. God bless you. Evangelist Blackman, God bless you. Prophetess Gabbers, God bless you. Prophetess Retha, bless you. To Lady Watkins, amen. Bless you. Mother Brown, bless you. Bless all of you. Thank God for you. Again, Friday morning, don't miss the radio broadcast. Guess what? WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and other stations. They will come on, amen. It'll come on and tell you about the other stations. It'll come on and tell you, amen, who and how and where you could tune into what. It's about time for your miracle. We appreciate you. We love you. Until Friday morning, same station, same time, location. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.